You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Help! We suck at being newlyweds.
With Dean Ungler,
Haylen Miller Keys,
and Jared Haven,
an iHeartRadio podcast.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to an all new thankful edition of Help! We suck at being newlyweds. It is Thanksgiving weekend. For us, it's the day before Thanksgiving, Wednesday, November 22nd. So we haven't celebrated Thanksgiving yet. By the time you're listening to this, we're going to be stuffed full of turkey and gravy. I guess we're not eating turkey this Thanksgiving. We're having salmon, but that's neither near nor near.
Who the hell is cooking salmon?
Hey, man,
don't knock our salmon.
I'm knocking it.
Don't knock our salmon.
Have salmon for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, they love their salmon. So they lived in Alaska for a while because they're badass. And they like fell in love. They like probably already like salmon, but they fell in love with this certain salmon supplier. And so they always get fresh.
Special Alaskan salmon.
Yeah, special Alaskan salmon. They get fresh shipments of salmon because their friends own it and they just like hyper freeze it. And then it just sits in their freezer for like a year and they have so much salmon. And so they're like, we have a lot of salmon. We're going to make it for Thanksgiving this year.
Yeah. I respect it more now that it's Alaskan special salmon. Yeah. So it's not like,
it's not just basic American regular salmon.
Yeah, no, you're going international, which is fun.
Really international.
not international.
We're going across the ocean to the great country of Alaska.
It's traveling by water, not international, but close enough. I think you should serve the salmon, but then tomorrow, Dean, I think you should get up bright and early, find a turkey, kill it.
Yeah.
Like find a live turkey and then just cook that. You guys are going to Kaylin's grandparents, right?
Yeah, but just down the street.
They live down the street from us here in Las Vegas. And so it's literally like a 2-minute walk down the street for us. But it's funny. We were just in Colorado and we were driving around and giant turkeys just walking around. So I could kill a turkey in Colorado, but not here in Las Vegas.
I don't know if you'd be able to. My stepdad.
You definitely would get in trouble for that.
Well, I just mean like you personally, I don't know if you'd be able to kill it.
Yeah. I don't know if I would.
My stepdad has killed like 200. He's been up in Pennsylvania processing turkeys, which means just killing them and preparing them for Thanksgiving.
Those poor turkeys, man. They never signed up for this. They never wanted Thanksgiving to happen.
Let's kill fish instead.
It is so sad, but I've realized I think I need to kill a turkey or a chicken.
Because you eat so much of them.
Because I eat so much of it.
Yeah.
And it makes me so sad, but that won't stop me from eating it. So I think I need to.
Yeah.
I need to buck up here at some point in my life and actually hunt, kill, and eat.
Right.
I think a bird wouldn't be like, I mean, I would never, but I don't think a bird would be so bad. A pig or a cow.
Weren't we just talking to Ben and Jess about this?
Because
Ben is kind of the same as us. Like he doesn't want to kill anything, but he feels like he, like what Jared just said, like he needs to.
Yeah.
And I feel the same way too. Like I eat meat, you know, turkey, chicken, beef, but I've never actually killed an animal. And it just feels a little hypocritical of me. Bacon is the most overhyped food in America. Everyone wants it on everything. Everyone gets it for breakfast every single time they go. And every time I try it, I'm like, it's just not that good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
As someone who doesn't eat red meat, I love bacon.
Ironically, I think that the most overrated food might be turkey.
Oh.
Mm. I love turkey, but I also love turkey because I love having it on the same fork with stuffing mm-hmm. and gravy.
Gravy
and if I
and stuffing,
just have turkey alone,
yeah.
I don't know if it's that special.
What about like deli sliced turkey though? Because I'll definitely throw some nice sliced turkey onto a sandwich.
I think it's overrated. Mm. Because if would you rather have sliced turkey or sliced prosciutto?
Turkey.
Oh, bro, what? Have you ever had an Italian sub before?
Turkey's a top three deli meat for me. It goes salami, pepperoni, turkey. And I stand by that. I don't even know what prosciutto is, to be honest. It sounds like cheese.
It's a
ham.
Prosciutto is
it's like nice ham, right?
It's pig.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sliced pig.
Yeah.
Wait, what's ham?
Ham is pig.
Ham's pig?
Ham is pig.
Ham is pig.
Oh. I think it's just a different part of the pig.
So is pig considered red meat?
Probably.
Because I went to Spain and I said, no red meat. And they were like, this is pork. It's not red meat.
I would say definitely. It is definitely red meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the other white meat, according to Easton. Hmm. Jared, I just asked Kaylin this last night. Do you know what the chicken of the sea is?
Salmon.
I said the same thing.
That's exactly what she said. That's so funny. No. It's tuna.
Oh, that makes sense.
Don't you guys remember that there was that Jessica Simpson, Nick Lachey reality TV show long time ago? And Nick Lachey.
Newlyweds.
Well, yeah, I was just asking out of context to see if you could know what it was.
No, but after the fact.
And he goes, Jessica's like, so are there like chickens in the sea? Is that what this really is? And Nick's just like head in his hand. Like, I can't believe you're saying this right now.
Yeah. I faintly remember that now.
But yeah, I'm grateful that your grandparents are making salmon for Thanksgiving this year because I've been tracking food that I eat because every time I eat red meat or like greasy fried or salty food, my leg throbs in intense pain. And I'm still on this leg saga, by the way. And so I'm tracking all the food that I eat before I feel the pain. And every time I've eaten, like I had a Reuben sandwich 2 nights ago, insane pain an hour later. I had McDonald's hamburgers 3 days ago, insane pain 2 hours later.
We're on a great diet.
Yeah. Well, no, now I'm tracking these things. So now I know not to eat these things because they make me want to die. They make me ready to just end it all because my leg is in so much pain. And so I'm grateful.
How does what you eat affect the pain in your leg?
Because I think red meat is high in sodium, and sodium causes inflammation. And inflammation, I think, is the cause of most of my pain because it's a circulation issue.
We think. He's getting an MRI on Monday.
This is my own personal diagnosis of myself. Yeah.
We were in Colorado these past few days looking at houses, and we ran into this guy that Dean knows from high school. He used to give him sandwiches.
He saved my life.
Saved his life. And he was like talking about his hip and how his doctor was like, you'll know when it's time for the hip replacement.
Yeah.
And described exactly what Dean's going through.
He
right
just
now.
Got a hip replacement like 6 weeks ago. And he was like, 2 years ago, I was talking to my doctor and I was ready for a hip replacement. And the doctor was like, when you know, you'll know. And he's like, what does that mean? And the doctor's like, just trust me. When you know, you'll know. And he's like, one day I woke up and my leg was throbbing in intense pain and I knew. And I was like, wow, that's basically exactly what I experience every day for 4 hours a day. So
yeah, you might be able to put it off. I think inevitably you're going to need a hip replacement.
Yeah.
I was actually talking about it with Jay, Ashley's dad, yesterday because he asked about you. He said, how's Dean's leg? Mm-hmm. I said, he's still in pain, but the doctor said he might be being a little baby about it. And then I told him the burpee story. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I just feel like he's going to get arthritis in there and need a hip replacement, but probably not for another like 20 to 30 years.
I'm ready for a hip replacement now, honestly. Like maybe wait till after ski season so that way I can, you know, recover and get ready for summer and next ski season and stuff. But like hip replacements have come a long way. You walk out of the surgery, like it's my friend's dad that we saw that got the hip replacement. He's a realtor in Colorado. He was saying he went into the surgery or he went to the doctor's room or whatever, a surgery room at noon, and he was home by 5, like walking around at 5, like walking up to his house at 5 p.m. that same day. So like hip surgeries have come a long way. They're really impressive. They're only going to get better. They do only last like 15 to 20 years apparently, so I would have to get one when I'm 50, but it's a good option.
Yeah.
But he was talking about like the science or like the logistics behind getting a hip replacement. It sounds so gross. Like they put you under.
I don't think we need to.
They put you under. They snap your leg back out of the socket. They take your femoral neck and they just take a Sawzall blade and cut it off. And then they put a new one on with like a rod through it. It's intense. It's so intense. So,
can you imagine being the doctor to have to do that?
I always imagine that. Like you're just mangling a human body just so you can like save him. It's crazy.
It's incredible.
Yeah. So shout out to Ashley's dad for. I don't think he probably does that, but he definitely deals with some crazy
stuff.
Snapping
legs.
Yeah.
But he'll be the one to put you under or give you a little, you know, good stuff to make you feel okay.
He's everyone's favorite doctor in a hospital, it sounds like.
Yeah. He's the guy that makes the pain go away.
Well, so Jared, so we're doing that with her grandparents tomorrow here in Las Vegas. What about you? What's your plan?
So as you can see, if you're watching this on social, I'm in Dr. Iaconetti's office. And we flew down here yesterday. Traveling is just, it wasn't terrible, but I never want to travel the week of Thanksgiving again.
Just airports
always
delayed. Or what?
Airports are always crazy. Dawson was being fussy. Anyway. We are here though, so we're gonna have dinner here, which is very nice. Probably not leave the house, which I'm very excited about. I love Thanksgiving because it's a nice day where it's weird that you dress up to not leave the house. I enjoy that. I think it's different. I love the food. I love football. I love the Macy's Day Parade in the morning. Everything's so nostalgic for me, and I love the day after because even though in my mind it's Christmas season, I mean, Black Friday is just...
What are we shopping for on Black Friday this season?
Not even shopping, bro. I am just allowed to watch any Christmas movie I want. I'm allowed to listen to any Christmas song I want, and nobody can judge me because everyone judges me before Thanksgiving.
So for you, Black Friday is the day you can start celebrating Christmas.
Hell yeah, and I can start planning what tree lighting I want to go to, what mall... probably plural, what malls I want to take Dawson to meet Santa so he can cry and be terrified, but it would make for great pictures, which at the end of the day is really all we're doing with the 20-month-old.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that. I love the food. I just love the whole hominess of it. So that's really fun. That's what I'm excited about. But it's pretty small. It's just going to be her parents, me, Ashley, her sister, and her sister's fiance, and of course, Dawson.
Is Lauren... a mother yet, or is she still just pregnant?
No, I mean, she's not pregnant at all, but maybe you're putting something in the universe right now.
I could have sworn you were talking about her being pregnant a couple weeks ago.
No, I mean, it would probably be her worst nightmare right now. Because with Dawson, you know, she spends a little time with Dawson. She's just like, I am exhausted.
Yeah.
I'm like, yep, that's it.
Huh.
Well, and we want another one. So there we go. Who's the idiot?
So really, you're not going to buy anything on Black Friday, huh?
No, I'll buy something. Probably for Audrey's, though.
But you don't need like a new big screen TV or something?
No, we should, though. Shouldn't we just?
Yeah.
Let's just spend money.
Yeah.
You know what? We're all going to die.
We're Americans. That's what we do.
That's what we do. Let's spend some money. Yeah. You know what? I might buy a TV on Black Friday. So that's exciting. That's cool that you guys are spending Thanksgiving with Kaylin's grandparents. So is it just the four of you?
I think so.
Just the four of us. Yeah.
What are you going to buy for Black Friday?
Oh, I need to get some gifts. I mean, we got my grandparents' gifts already. Dean did. He was on top of it. Need to get my mom something. Oh, I don't know what the heck I'm getting you or if we're even doing gifts this year.
I haven't really put much thought into that.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just going to see what goes on sale and see what speaks to me.
Yeah. Okay.
What about you?
Well, the camera.
The camera's the big thing.
Yeah. We leave for Tanzania right after LA. So we go to LA next weekend and we just stay in LA and then leave for Tanzania straight from there. So we have to have everything packed for Tanzania and LA for that weekend. So that'll be a bit of a challenge for Kaylin.
Nope. I already have it figured out. I'm going to check a bag in to LA and I'm going to drop it off at Tori's. My LA bag's going to stay with Tori.
Oh, your LA
bag.
And
my Tanzania bag is going to come to Tanzania.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
Uh-huh.
Definitely don't bring your LA back to Tanzania, though.
Right.
That would be really
bad.
That'd be crazy. That'd be really, really, really bad. True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight. And honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Should we share the news about our house hunting?
Yeah, it's like I'm so excited that like my stomach hurts.
Yeah.
And I don't want to like say it because we don't have it yet.
Yeah, I'll try to fill in as ambiguously as I can here.
So we can talk about it. So, we just don't have it.
So we went and saw the house that we were under contract for. Kaylin walked in and she said, "I get bad energy from this house."
It made me sad.
Yeah, and I loved it. I thought it was awesome. I was ready to sign the papers right then and there. And I was like, let me just...
What was the energy?
Not good. I just like walked in and I was just, I felt depressed. Yeah. Like, I don't know how to describe it.
Like someone had been murdered in that house?
Like, it just...
It was an old house.
Had a sad feeling to it. And I know we like redo it all and we do a lot of stuff to it, but it's such an expensive house. And Dean was like, we'll fix this, we'll fix that. And I'm like, I feel like we're at $300,000 in renovations at this point.
You have no idea. I mean... Look, love you to death.
Okay. It was probably
like 200,000. You have no idea how much that's cost.
Anyways, it kept adding up. Every single room needed so much. And I was like, why don't we just go up $100,000 and have a perfectly new, brand new, beautiful, gorgeous house? And not even $100,000.
Because exact then what do I do? Price. Then what is the, I took it personally because it's just like, it's her not having faith in my handyman skills.
No, it's the vibe of the house. I could not live there.
I see what you're saying. It was a little dark. It was like a 40-year-old house. And so there weren't very many windows. The natural light wasn't very solid.
No windows. It was a log cabin, which I thought would be really cool to live in. But once I was in it, I was like, I can't live in a log cabin.
Yeah.
That seems nerve-wracking. I don't know if I could do it either.
Yeah.
Practically speaking, I don't know.
I just didn't like it.
That's fine. It's perfectly fine. We're not going to buy a house that you don't like. So we ended up, we said no to that house and we were kind of putting all our chips into that pot. Granted, we still saw a couple other houses that same day, but then we were working with our realtor who's like my brother's best friend that lives in Aspen. And we were like, hey, we might stay an extra day and we want to look at these 7 houses. And it was like 9 p.m. and he texts us back at like 9:30. And he's like, great, I got all the showing set up. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. So we saw 7 houses yesterday. And the 5th house that we saw was Kaylin's favorite before the day had started. She knew that she was going to like that one the most. So we're driving up and we pull into we pull it down the driveway that leads to the house. And she's like, you need to remember this moment right now because this is the first time we're ever driving to our new house. And I was like, Kaylin, just don't do that. But then we got in there and I was like, okay, yeah, this house is pretty, pretty cool.
It's the most beautiful. So the day before we saw what I thought was the most beautiful house ever.
Hopefully the sellers don't listen to this podcast because we got to play hardball with them.
Well, by that time it should be accepted. By the time this comes out.
Sure.
I don't know. We'll see. But the first house we saw the day before was so beautiful. It was so unique. They did such a good job with it. But it was like an hour to Aspen. It took 20 to 30 minutes to get to a grocery store. It was just up a crazy windy road.
Yeah.
It practically speaking, like we wouldn't have liked it.
It was a beautiful house though.
It was amazing. And a little over our budget.
Very expensive.
And then we saw this house that we love. We put in an offer and it's absolutely perfect. Like there's not a single thing. Dean wants to change one thing, which is the vanity. There's not a single thing that I want to change, which I'm like, for the same exact price as the log cabin, why would we not move here? And the views are gorgeous. There's like beautiful views in the mountains.
It's big. It's got some
gosh.
It's got some acreage.
Like makes me so excited to talk about it.
Yeah.
I just hope we get it.
It's really nice. It's really, really nice. So we got our fingers crossed.
We put in the offer last night at like 8 p.m. So hopefully
and
we get it.
And then how long do you think it'll take before you have a good idea of whether you get it or not?
A week.
We should know today.
Today.
Today or tomorrow.
We came in below asking by like 10% below asking.
That's pretty high. I feel like that's a lot of 10%.
Below asking.
Yeah, that's a lot. Like 10%. Yeah. Say you're buying a $700,000 house. I mean, that means you went $70,000 below asking.
Yeah,
but it's been on the market for 150 days.
Yeah.
Okay.
They already dropped it. We know they probably won't accept. We hope they do, but we like our contingencies. We like made it really great for them.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Really in favor of them. So we'll see what happens.
Fingers crossed. But
oh my God. Well, perfect. Good vibes out into the universe for you guys.
Thank you.
Does it feel real that you could be moving to Colorado? I feel like it's much easier for Dean to say, but Kaylin, you know, does it feel real that you would be leaving Vegas and then moving to Colorado?
Oh yeah. I love it there. Like I get so sad when we leave. And as soon as this is accepted, I was like, let's move as fast as we can. And well, we won't be able to like actually move until January 1st, but I like want to make sure this is our house. We secure everything we need to, because I'm just excited to be there. I'm over Vegas. It's been great for the time being.
I just hope that you're not saying this in 2 years after living in Colorado.
No, I love Colorado so much.
I'm so over Colorado.
I'm so over Colorado.
But we knew that this was always temporary. We never planned on like living here forever. And Colorado is a place that we can live forever.
Yeah.
Are you keeping the Vegas house? Is that the goal?
Yeah, we want to rent it out to someone long term.
We got it during COVID.
Yeah.
And so the mortgage rate is just so good. It's like, it'd be crazy for us to sell it, you know?
Yeah.
With Vegas, they can only build so much because Red Rock is here and we're kind of in a desirable spot that they can't really keep building in. So it's like, we'll find a renter.
Renters pretty easily.
Yeah.
But I was having a midlife crisis thinking about the house yesterday because it's so expensive. We're investing money and time into living there. And I want to live there more than anywhere else. But what I'm basically doing by living there is I'm saying, all right, you're not going to be traveling internationally quite as much anymore. You're not going to be flying to LA to play golf with your friends anymore.
You're not going to be doing a lot of the things that you do now that make you really happy. And I was just kind of going through it a little bit.
Yeah, but you'll be living in Colorado. You'll be able to ski.
Oh, no,
be able
I know. To hike. I'm going to absolutely love it. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. But it's just going to be a big shift.
You're not going to be able to do the things that you've always said. You're like, I don't want people to think of me as a golfer. I do so much cooler things than that. Yeah. You're getting rid of the things that you think aren't cool about you.
Yeah, getting rid of the things that I think
aren't cool about you.
I think golf is cool.
Okay.
Thanks for putting words into my mouth.
That's
though.
Something you said.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, you talk about things like sacrifices that you'd have to make in order to get the house that you want and live in the place that you want to live, not being able to fly as much, travel as much. I mean, that kind of leads into adulthood, which leads into parenthood.
Yeah.
So have you guys talked about?
Oh, yeah. Kaylin, the first cabin that we went to, she was like, this place is too small. If our kids are being annoying, we can't get away from them.
Dean's like, I don't know about you, but I really want to spend time with my children. And I do too. I just meant when they're older, sometimes we're going to want a little bit of space from them.
Sure.
I got news for you. When they're younger, you need, I love Dawson so much. Like
thank you.
An example is this morning. He just like, you know, he's just fussy as hell right now. And he's so great that he just has days. Like he goes out. The problem is he goes hours. There's just like mornings or afternoons or evenings where it's just like he's just screaming, or he's starting to throw tantrums. Like he'll throw himself on the floor now and you're like, I'm trying to be a parent and be like, I'm not giving you what you want, because he just wants, like, he won't eat his breakfast, he just wants cheese. And it's like, well, that's not what happens. You have to eat breakfast too. And so like he'll just throw himself in the chair, and it's like you just gotta grind through it. So my point being is that there'll be time where you need you'll want time away from your kids as well. It's actually funny. Ashley told me a joke by a stand-up comedian who is like, you know, you always hear people say you want kids, you never hear anybody say you want toddlers. Like, oh, I want a toddler.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, yeah, I guess that makes sense. Huh? You want kids. So it's just, you know, it's crazy how certainly not hit or miss. It's always hit with Dawson right now. But like, there are times when it's just like the best thing in the world when he's smiling and laughing and having a great time. And like, dude, when he gets a book and then he just comes up and literally sits up, he like plops all of his weight on me. I was like, bro, we could do this all, like, this is wonderful.
Just be like this all the time.
Like, this is the best. And then obviously the next moment he'll be like throwing himself on the floor screaming because the Waffle House, the song isn't playing. And it's like, bro, chill out.
Also, it's like, look, if you want to eat cheese for breakfast, you can do that all you want the second you turn 18 and move out of the house. Like, eat as much cheese as you want for breakfast. But for now, you're eating your gosh darn vegetables.
I know. The problem is, like, because he gets cheese, so he knows, he's learning that, like, oh, if I cry, I get what I want.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, okay, just take the goddamn cheese. But we're trying to get out of that habit. Mm. Parenthood, man.
Yeah. Well, that makes me feel anyway, better. Continue. Dean made me feel bad for saying maybe we'll want a little bit of space from our children. A little bit of an escape every once in a while.
I plan on being a very active father. Okay. And that's fine. I'll do 98% of the parenting if you want to do the 2%.
No chance. I'm going to have a heavy hand. What's nice is my mom told us she was going to come down and stay for us for a bit, which would be super helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
for a bit. What do you mean for a bit?
You know, like when I'm sure like your parents helped with the Dawson when he was like a young baby.
Like right after we have the first one, she's like, I'll come down and help.
Yeah, but my point being is that, so you've already made like plans. It's not like, oh, I hope my parents come help, or like I want to be in a place where family's around. It's like, no, mom said she is coming when that first one is born.
She can't come out here until 2 years because she wants to move to Denver, be 3 hours, 4 hours from us.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, it's just, why 2 years? Why can't, like, say you get pregnant tomorrow?
I don't know. I think it's something with her job. She needs 2 more years to be able to move to Denver. Who knows? But
if you got pregnant,
did your grandparents ever move?
Yeah, their dream is to move to Colorado.
It's their dream.
Okay.
Yeah. So hopefully one day they can live that dream. But yeah, we will have family close by, which would be nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's very, very important.
Yeah.
Like if you want sanity.
Yeah. I know. Well, I think we've talked about this before, but both my brothers and you all have babies, and you guys have all had help from your in-laws or from your own parents. Mm-hmm. And both my brothers have said it is the most magical thing of all time. Like it's something I don't even realize how nice it is to have that. But my older brother, love them both to death. Ross is the newer dad. He was saying they have like a separate Airbnb unit that they sometimes rent out, and they just let his mother-in-law stay there for 6 months while their baby was born and well, being nice. Raised. And he was like, it is the biggest luxury I think you could ever possibly ask for. So I definitely see the appeal of it, you know? I was even like, do you get annoyed of your mother-in-law like living with you? Cause I would get annoyed by that. And he goes on like, no, it is the best possible thing.
You get annoyed by my mom?
I'm just saying anyone living with me would be annoyed. I would get annoyed of.
Definitely. But yeah, 2 years. 2 years sounds good right. for me.
Sure. I mean, yeah, let's keep everything on a strict schedule though.
No. No strict schedule.
Who wants kids faster?
I do.
Dean.
I'm ready right
Sounds
now.
Sounds like that.
I'm ready right now. I've been ready for freaking years.
Dude, it's so fucking crazy how literally 3 years ago you were like, I don't want to bring a kid into this world. I'm not sure if I ever want to have kids. And now he's like, dude, I want a baby now, Kaylin. Yeah.
I just think my baby will save the world. I think our baby Hunter and baby Dawson will take the reins. In the year 2058, they'll probably run for president and vice president. And you know, Dawson can be president. That's fine. Hunter can be vice. No problems there. But they're going to save the world one way or another. I'm sure of it.
With his Aspen High education?
He'd probably go to Carbondale.
Carbondale or Basalt or Glenwood. Who knows?
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I mean, and I think, you know, you having Dawson, my brothers having their babies, I'm ready. Kaylin doesn't have any nieces or nephews, minus the...
Just yours.
The ones that my brothers had.
Also, when we were buying this house, we were looking at schools. How close are you to where you went to school, high school and elementary school?
Like a half hour. Ashley would not allow Dawson to go to the school.
Well, it's crazy. It wasn't good.
It is not sufficient enough.
Are you? Yeah, that's a good question.
It like has a 4 out of, it's like a 4
yes,
out of
that's what I was going to get at, the rating,
on,
yeah.
On Zillow. Whatever the hell it so is. Did ours, but it's like... It's not that bad. My high school was not a 3 out of 10, you know?
Like it wasn't a 10. We're all intelligent. We all went to 4 out of 10 schools.
it was at least a 6 out of 10.
No, yours is not.
No, but I'm saying like, I know the Zillow rating is a 3 out of 10, but I'm saying in my personal experience, at least a 6 out of 10.
Yeah.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight, and honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted 2 dogs. First was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
What are you guys going to do? I know you're still years out from planning that, but is he going to go to private school?
No. I mean, the plan is public school. I would like for him to go to public school, but of course I want him to go to a good school district. So if we're still living in Rhode Island, we know the town that we want to live in. So like the town we live in now, South Kingston, has a good school system. So I'd be fine with him going to there. I'm not sure if Ashley is, but there is a city in Rhode Island that we're like, okay, we love it so much. This is where we want to live. So our plan tentatively, if we stay in Rhode Island, would be to buy or build a home in this town before Dawson is probably, you know, 6 or 7. Like, we wouldn't want him switching schools past really like first or second grade.
Because
I feel like that's when you really start getting friends and establishing yourself. So that is kind of generally, but the thing is, you know, I mean, we've talked many times about moving and moving down here. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I don't know what we're going to do. It's kind of still up in the air. I don't think Ashley is open to the idea anymore of staying in Rhode Island, which means I have to open the idea of moving down here, which I am open to. But I just don't know anything about this area. Like, I have nothing that drives me here. You know, like, Kaylin, when you go to Colorado, you love it so much. You're like, I would love to live here. I like it down here. It's not that I don't, but I don't really know anything besides her parents' area, you know?
Yeah.
All I know is their house.
It's like Northwestern Virginia, right? Like Richmond.
It's right outside DC. South. So we're literally 15. Anytime we fly here, we fly to DC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was there recently visiting my mom, or we went to Maryland and then I saw my mom after, and we were in Northern Virginia, and it's actually built out a lot more than I realized. And it's a lot nicer than I remember growing up.
It's nice. It's really nice. I just, again, there's nothing like, I don't freaking know anything down here, like, except for Ashley's family. Like, I'm like, all right, that doesn't mean I'm not open to it, but it's just like, I have no answers. Like, I know so much in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
I love, you know, the demographic there, the geography. There's so much history and family, and there's so much there.
And it just feels like home too.
Feels like home. And like, I know Rhode Island, you know, like, I don't know anything around here. So even everything is discovery for me. So I'm just like, yeah, I don't know if I'd ever feel like I belong. I don't know, but at the same time, like, once Dawson gets older, if we have another kid and we kind of like grow our own family, I'll probably feel more belonging there. I don't know.
Yeah, that's fair.
We'll see.
Growing up in Virginia, I hated Fredericksburg, but growing up near DC was pretty cool. Like, to be a kid and be able to like go and see all these things that like now people on the other side of the country never really got to see or experience is a cool thing.
It's not that cool,
but like, I think it's cool.
It's like cool once, I feel like.
Well, growing up there, I mean, you go so many times. DC's bigger than you think.
Yeah.
There's a lot to see.
Maybe not big enough of a draw to move there.
I'm not trying to like crap on your...
I'm trying to make him more enticed to move.
Appreciate it.
It's like, I just feel like with that's... The reason I'm saying this is because I don't have any other exposure to it. So
yeah.
I don't know. But like, I feel like with that stuff, it's like once you go once, you've seen it and you're done with it, you know?
I disagree.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
love going to DC.
And you should, absolutely. Because I have no idea what the heck I'm talking about.
Yeah, you don't.
There is a lot to see, and it is cool. Like anytime you get to go see the monuments and the Lincoln Memorial or the reflecting pool or the reflect
the mall
reflecting pool, it's, reflection pool.
It's What's called the mall? Mall. The mall is like the long pool with the grass, right?
Yeah,
the
you
one
guys,
that Forrest ran in.
Wait, what? What'd you say?
The one that Forrest ran into when he was running after Jenny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's called the mall. I'm pretty sure.
I don't think it's called the mall.
You're probably right.
Based off of no information whatsoever.
I'm pretty sure. Google it.
The National Mall. Easton just confirmed.
I knew it. I knew I didn't make that up. But yeah, so schools, when we were looking to buy a place and looking at different towns near Aspen, I was like, I'm not taking our kid to a 1 out of 10 school. But
no, you can't do that.
We talked to a lot of realtors and a lot of people who live down there and their kids. And it's, you know, Dean grew up there and he knows what the schools are like and which ones are better than others.
Yeah, but that means you'd have to send them to private.
No. Well, can't you just drive your kid to another school?
Like, I think you have to I think you have to be living in the county in order to bring
You have
them.
To live in the district. That's why it's so important to pick where you live.
Yeah.
Because if you live in a district, your kid has to go there. Because think about it, if you could just drive to any other school system, everybody would do it.
Right.
But when I was growing up, I hated my high school and we talked about me going to a different one. You just have to like apply or something, or that's not.
I think there's probably like, remember when we lived in that house in LA and she was like, you're going to get some mailers from my kid's school every once in a while because they use that address as their address. So the kid could go to school there instead of like wherever else they lived. I bet you there's probably workarounds with that. Like you could get like a PO box in Aspen and then he could be an Aspen resident technically or something like that. But
I don't know. I'm happy with our house and our school.
I'm trying to think back. I kind of do remember kids living up down valley that went to school up valley, like further than you would think. And there must be some workarounds. But yeah, I don't know.
Probably cheated the system. Just cheat the system. You'd be fine.
They did cheat the system. We were talking it because one of the realtor's assistant grew up in Aspen. He was like 7 years younger than me, so we didn't know each other, but he went to Aspen High School. And he was saying how crazy it was going to school, because I went to Basalt High School. He went to Aspen High School. I'll let you take a guess which one is better. He was saying like he would be out partying and he would go to his friend's house in a $20 million mansion. And then his friend would be like, hey, we're taking the private jet to Costa Rica next weekend. Do you want to come? And it's just like, you're not going to get an experience like that anywhere else. Not saying that's good or bad, but like,
I don't really love our kids going to Aspen High for that reason.
Yeah. But there are people that go to Aspen High and that still have a very like grounding experience and stuff, you know?
Plus like, I mean, I know that you guys do probably well for yourself, but
we wouldn't
a private jet and a $20 million house. I feel like little Hunter might be bullied for being the poorest kid in the school.
Oh, 100%.
Just saying something.
We were this house that we really want to buy. I was like, we were doing the tour and I saw like some podcasting equipment, like a gimbal and some camera stuff in the office. And I went to the realtor and I was like, what does the family do? And she was like, oh, the husband is a brain or a heart surgeon. And the wife is a architect. And he was just doing a lot of interviews during COVID. So he got like a full on legit podcasting setup. And I was like, oh, nice. So the house is going to go from being owned by a heart surgeon to social media influencers. And she just
stared him straight in the face. Didn't laugh.
Didn't even
chuckle.
Crack a smile. I was like, dang, I just talked us out of getting this house.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oopsies.
Oh gosh. But yeah, no, he would definitely be the poorest kid in Aspen, but I was the poorest kid in Basalt. So, you know, there's some merit to that.
It's humbling. Mm-hmm. It builds character.
It put at least 3 hairs on my chest. So that's always a good thing. But yeah, that's a long time down the road. So we'll see. There are some private schools up there that I have some friends that went to. I know nothing about them and we would consider private school. Maybe, I guess.
I don't think we have the money for that.
I don't know how much it costs.
I would assume if it's in Aspen, a lot.
Yeah.
But I can't wait. Hopefully we are moving by January 1st. That's the goal.
It's so we're really putting the cart in front of the horse with all this, but like,
I know. But I know this doesn't come out till Sunday.
We're 12 hours into our first offer. That's
so good. So if you don't get the house, we'll just delete the entire podcast because you don't want to listen back and just cry.
Right.
And I was like in the offer too. I was like, can they leave the furniture? Because I like some of it. And it's just, it's going to be a whole
negotiation. You can buy the furniture. Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They might sell it to you. Why not?
They wanted to work it into the price, their listing agent said. And I'm like, I can't imagine how much more it would be. It's like all restoration hardware, all really, really nice stuff.
Yeah. I just want the patio furniture. It was really nice.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We'll see.
That's the update for us.
It's very exciting. I mean, I can't believe you guys are going to find out soon.
Yeah. Hopefully today. They're on vacation, so I don't know. Might be a little delayed.
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving week.
True.
It is the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you were talking about flight, like how difficult it was to get out, but we had no issues at Colorado in Denver. Mm. I thought it'd be super packed.
It was kind of crowded.
We flew out yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Got lucky.
Yeah. Traveling, just whatever. But yeah, so Thanksgiving, we're here. And then obviously Christmas right around the corner. I started putting up Christmas decorations.
There you go.
Ashley promised me that the outside is all of my decision. Because pretty much what came down to was the mantle. I wanted my corny Mickey Mouse, Charlie Brown, very colorful, light mantle. And then she wanted a very, very nice, aesthetically pleasing Christmas town mantle.
Sounds all too familiar.
And then I was like, listen, I love Christmas so much. Just let me have this. Mm-hmm. And she looked me dead in the eye and she said, no. So then she goes, listen, you can have the outside. You do whatever you want outside. I won't say anything, but you let me have the inside.
You need to like get that in writing, I think. Like,
well, also it was frustrating because I'm like, well, I want some say on the inside, but I guess, okay, that's fine. So like I talked about last week where I'm going to go over the top. So the problem becomes I put lights on top of the roof. I put Santa with the reindeer flying up in the front lawn before I left. I haven't put the 15 foot blow up Grinch up yet. Because the problem is, so we're here for Thanksgiving. We get back either Saturday, Sunday, and then we leave Wednesday for LA. Mm-hmm. And then we get back either Saturday, Sunday next week. I can't remember. So by that time, it's already going to be like December 3rd. And I got to get these lights going. So my dad, who has tons of plastic Christmas decorations, the cheesiest things you'll ever see in your entire life, love it all. So he's going to help organize because he has so much in his garage, get that all together so it can be delivered to my house the day I'm back and really just start popping up this, you know, 1993 holiday special outside of our house. And it's going to be wonderful and fantastic. And I hope Ashley cries.
Do you like to think that, like, when you think of what you're going to do outside, do you draw inspiration from like Chevy Chase movies?
That's all I think about. Okay. Is my goal is to be Clark Griswold. Mm-hmm. Christmas Vacation, I draw a lot of inspiration from. A Christmas Story, I would love to have a leg lamp that shines, illuminates through the front window. That will never happen unless I have it on the outside, because
that's yours.
Can't say anything,
right?
Which is a great idea now that I just think about it. So I gotta get a fake leg lamp. Uh-huh. So I can have it outside so it will survive the winter. And then she can't say shit about it. Home Alone, obviously. What other classic?
Home Alone is
good. I mean,
good.
You know, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. I'm a big fan of the Jim Carrey version, 2000. I also love the cartoon as well. But those are like the mainstay ones, I think. I don't know why I love it so much.
Who played?
I don't know why.
And there was a movie called like Santa Claus or something in the 90s.
Yeah, Tim Allen.
Tim Allen. Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking of. That's a classic.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Where Santa Claus falls off the roof, dies, and then Tim Allen puts a suit on and he becomes Santa Claus.
Were there
it's
like three
so
of them?
So funny.
Yeah. There's a Fred
there's
Claus.
There's a couple of them, I think.
There's yeah.
Well,
those
there's Santa Claus, the Santa Claus 2, the Santa Claus 3, and then they just did a Disney Plus series. Last year was the first season called the Santa Claus, Clauses. Which has Tim Allen back
What's your take on these? This is the first year I've ever seen it, and maybe it's been around, but maybe this is the first year I've just been seeing it. They're making movies like Thanksgiving and Christmas themed horror movies.
Yeah.
Is that a thing that
I think it's,
has that been going on for a while?
It's they had Black Christmas, which came out in the 70s. And then they did a remake like 15 years ago. And then they've always had either holiday action movies or holiday horror movies that are cheesy. The only issue I have is that it's not even just holiday anymore, but they're taking characters that we love as kids and turning them into horror figures. Like, did you hear, like, It was called Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. Did you see that?
I think I remember seeing something about that, yeah.
So they're making a sequel, which is ridiculous. And it's the story about, it's just a horror take on it, where Winnie the Pooh and Piglet and Tigger are psychos. And then they did a movie called You're a Mean One. I don't know if you saw that, but it was a horror movie with the Grinch. Where the Grinch is just this murderer. And then now they're doing it with Thanksgiving, which I'm fine, whatever. And then
just called Thanksgiving.
We might actually go see it tonight. Actually, I do want to see it. But yeah, it's just like, don't take my childhood.
Oh, Rick Hoffman's in it.
Magic.
Who's Rick Hoffman?
It's Lewis Litt from Suits.
I love Lewis.
That's pretty funny. And Pat Dempsey.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Sexiest Man Alive's in it.
And Addison Rae. I did not know she was acting.
Yeah, she is acting.
Interesting.
I know. She probably dies in the movie, which is why people were excited
about it. The pretty girl usually dies really fast, right? That's kind of a trope. If the three of us were trapped in a haunted house, who would be the first to die, do you think?
The three of us?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm faster than all of you.
I think the crowd expects Kaylin to die first, and so she would probably be the only one to survive.
Maybe, yeah. You could be the final girl.
True. I think I would die first. Yeah, I would be like,
we almost did that.
You guys hide in the room. I got this. Then I go out and immediately get like my throat slit or something like that.
Yeah.
But I go down as a brave hero. Thank you. You're welcome.
So when Scream 5 came out in 2022, I think it was. Yeah, 2022. I was talking to Paramount. And they were renting out the Scream House for Airbnbs. And there was an idea thrown around early on. We could never get it going, though, where we would invite Bachelor alum. It would be like us three, Ashley, Nick, Ben, Wells. And we would have a murder mystery that would be recorded.
Mm.
And so one of the Bachelor alums would be the killer. And throughout the night, we'd have to figure out who the killer was as we were all dying as the night goes on. And this would all be recorded. And
we got invited
to
something like that. Scream.
I thought you were going to talk about the game called The Town, but
I don't know that. But we got invited to something. They filmed it. It was like a Dancing with the Stars pro was the head of it all.
Mm.
And I think it was a murder mystery.
Mm.
I don't know. I don't think it's come out yet.
Well, it would have been fun. Too bad we didn't make it happen.
Yeah.
I know. Well, Scream 7. You never know.
Kaylin wants to say something.
Do I?
Yeah.
I was going to say that's going to do it for this week's episode.
I know you were.
Thank you so much for listening. Tune in next week, or maybe we suck.
What an abrupt wrap. You got to at least give like 7 more thank yous. You got to tell us how much you love us.
Thank you, guys. Mm-hmm. I'm very thankful for the both of you.
Yeah.
I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Let's do that. Let's do a quick circle of what we're thankful for.
Oh, I'm thankful for... we just got a call from our realtor. We have a counter offer, so I'm pretty thankful
it's
for our potential
be
house.
Very not
Ooh,
exciting.
Counter offer. Wait, really?
So that's why I was kind of trying to wrap us up quick. Anyways, that's what I'm thankful for. Our potential house where we're going to raise our beautiful children.
Yeah.
With my beautiful husband.
Thank you for including me. Wow. It's nice to be included in
what
that.
What am I, chop liver?
What am I, chop liver? Kaylin's mom was over last week and her grandma was over too. And Kaylin's mom answers the phone and she goes, yeah, I'm just here with Kaylin and grandma. And I was sitting right behind her. I was like, oh, I guess I just fucking don't even exist. I'm not even here.
It was so funny.
Anyways, I'm thankful for Jalea.
The good pivot.
Jalea?
That's my mom.
That's her mother's sweet. Name.
Yeah. He forgets about Dean. Often.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm thankful that we even have the like luxury of choosing a place to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not a lot of people have the ability to do that. And so I'm just thankful that we have that option to be like, I want to live in Colorado. And then we moved to Colorado. So that's really nice.
Yeah.
And I don't think that needs to go understated.
I'm grateful for Tom Brady, as I always am. Mm. I wish he was still playing, but I'm grateful he's still a part of my life. I'm grateful for Dawson, for my family, for the same things that Dean was saying.
Thank you all so much for listening. We're also very thankful for you for listening each week.
No one mentioned the listeners. I'm so thankful for the listeners.
You have kept this podcast around for how many years has it been, Dean?
It's probably been like seven. I love you.
That's
I love you.
Crazy.
I'm thankful for you. Hey, you in the red Mazda, so thankful for you. You and the white Kia, oh, you're the best. You about to do that squat over there? So thankful for you for listening to this podcast. And you wearing the AirPods. Yeah, you. I'm talking to you. Thank you.
On the treadmill right now. Yeah, you do.
Thank you.
That was great.
That's going to do it
for this week's episode
of Help We Suck at Being Newlyweds.
Thank you so much for listening.
Be sure to tune in next week.
Or maybe we suck
just a little bit less.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Help We Suck at Being Newlyweds.
And email us at newlyweds@iheartradio.com.
Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. We'll see you next time.
It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at 2 locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City and Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.